lot of people enjoy heading to the lake. In fact, some like it so much they buy land or a home there. But what if that just wasn't an option, yet you really wanted to get away? It's just one of the stories told here at a place devoted to the lakes. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
In Alexandria, Minnesota, you'll find the Legacy of the Lakes Museum, which celebrates life on the county's more than 300 lakes. The population of the area will wax and wane with the seasons, but it has remained a popular destination for over a century.
We have a big boom in our population over the summer as people come up to summer cabins. These cabins are generational, and so their families have owned them for years, and they just keep coming back to these cabins.
Casey Johnson says this museum began with locals and generations of families coming together to display historic wooden boats used on the lakes. It's just kept growing from there.
We do have a lot of classic watercraft here at the museum. Everything from local boat builders. Alexandria Boatworks was a really big one here in the area. Got classic wood boats from Garwood to Chris Craft. We even have a Dodge watercraft. Lots of different types of boats represented here.
You'll find plenty of history at the museum. One story is that of African-American George Gamble, who purchased much land around Lake Adney for a specific purpose.
It was one of the first places in Minnesota where African-American families could buy property and have a resort community. And that's because one man decided to buy up all the land and then sold it exclusively to black families.
One of my favorite parts of the museum was looking at all the historic fishing lures. May sound strange, but it was pretty neat. The museum covers a lot of ground with a little something for everyone.
This year we did an exhibit called Paddling Through the Past, Dugout and Birch Bark Canoes, which talks a lot about the early Native American people living here, but it also was an opportunity for us to invite the community to make art, because how do you make canoes go? You use paddles. So our community made art using paddles as their canvases.
It's a great place to explore any time of the year. Traveling the countryside in Alexandria, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.